We left off yesterday looking at the foundational Gemara, Bava Kamma Daf Mem Vav, the opening of the fifth parak of Bava Kamma, where there's in many senses where the story of Hamotzei Mechaver of Haraya begins, and therefore where the whole topic of Safek Mammon really begins. The second half of the Gemara on Mem Vav Mem Beis was Gemara's question about what is the Mokar of Hamotzei Mechaver of Haraya. The beginning of the sugya, Mem Vav Mem Alef, wrapping onto top of Mem Vav Mem Beis, had discussed based on the Mishnah Shor Shnagas Habara. We're going to unpack the Shita of the Chachamim, Hamotzei Mechaver V'Raya, against the Shita of Sumchus, represents the Mishnah, the Safek Mammon is Yachloku. Chachamim hold Safek Mammon, Hamotzei Mechaver V'Raya, and the sub Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. How strong is that? Rav says it's strong, and Shmuel says it's super strong. Shmuel says, not only Hamotzei Mechaver V'Raya, but even Ein Halcha Mammon Acharov. The Muchzik even wins against a robe, and the Gemara said earlier, Muchzik wins even against an uncountered Tainas Bari. Bari Veshema, Lav Bari Adif Lahotzi. And that's what's conveyed by the language of the Tanaim, of the Chachamim, that not just Hamotzim Mechaver V'Raya, but Zeh Klal Gadol B'din, Hamotzim Mechaver V'Raya. Muchzik is so exceptionally, extraordinarily strong, even Keneged a Tainas Bari, even Keneged a robe. That's the Shita of Shmuel interpreting the language of the Chachamim, the Tanaim. Ein Hocham Mammon Acharov. And after the Gemara moves past that, the Gemara then comes again what we talked about before, Menvavim and Beis, what's the Makar Shuv and Achmeni, what's the Makar Matzim Echav Araya? And the Gemara had two suggestions. Havmina was it's a Pasuk, Maskana was it's a Svara. Havmina was a Pasuk, Mi baldvarim yigash aleihem, yagish raya aleihem, that the baldvarim, the toveya, the toein, the motzi, he needs to present the rayas, hamotzi mechaver of a raya. And the Gemara said, no, we can dispense with that, it's unnecessary, I don't need a pasuk, I have a svara, gevaldika svara, mandakovle ke'eva azul ba'asa. You have a problem, you solve the problem, you have a headache, you go to the doctor. You think I owe you money, you have to handle it. You have to go to Beis Din and I don't have to demonstrate to Beis Din that I don't owe you money. You have to demonstrate to Beis Din that I do owe you the money. You're the one who claims that there's a problem. You're the one who needs to address it. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Vav seems very clear as to what the maskana is. Lamli krasvaro, and the Gemara Taka says, I said, now I have a floating and extra pasuk. What's the pasuk for, if not for Avot Mechaver Raya? The Gemara said, oh, in a Chanami, the Pasuk Taka is very different than Nizka, a detail of judicial procedure that Nizkakin L'Tovei Etchila. Fine. Gemara. Comes to Rashi Gittin Memchaz. The Gemara is talking there, the beginning of Parakani Zakin. And the Gemara there begins to talk about Bava Kamma issues, even though it's Mesechas Gittin, because if a series of Mishnais end of the fourth parak, beginning of the fifth parak, it deals with different Takanas Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam. The first of the Takanos of Tikkun HaOlam had to do with the details of how a get is given. And from that, the Mishnah verged into a tangent about a series of other Takanos of Tikkun HaOlam across Halacha. Pruzbul is there, in Yonei Shmita. And the first Takana that the Mishnah mentioned in the fifth parak of Gittin has to do with payment of Nezek. How you pay Nezek, what sort of real estate do you need to use if you're going to pay a debt? If I cause you damage, I need to pay. If I'm not paying with cash, what type of real estate do I use? And the Gemara there gets it, at one point raises in the bottom of Meches Tamid Beis in Gittin, the Gemara raises a scenario where we know that Reuven's rabbit went into Mr. McGregor's field and ate some of his cabbage. We're not sure which cabbage did he eat. Did he eat from the shvacha cabbage, or ate from the prize-winning cabbage? So we're not really sure how much damage did the rabbit do. So now the nizak comes to the mazik and says, you owe me $100 for the cabbage, and the mazik says, they owe you $50 for the cabbage. And the Gemara says, how would we, and the Gemara has a havamina, and in that case, we're going to make him pay the higher amount. We'll assume that it was grade A cabbage that was eaten, you have to pay $100. And the Gemara says, how you talking? That's against what principle? Hamotzei Mechaver Av Haraya. And in that context, as the Gemara mentions at the bottom of Mechesed and Beis Maseches Gittin, the very beginning of Parakan Nizakin, Amotzi Mechaber Avarai. Interesting. The beginning of the fifth parak of Bava Kama, beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin. And Rashi there says, was Rashi say, oh, Hamotzi Mechaber Avarai? Here we're in the middle of Maseches Gittin, so let me explain, give you some background. What does Rashi say about Hamotzi Mechaber Avarai there? It's based on the Pastik. So, you got to bring Edom. You can't just stop. I can't just say you owe me more money and get the money. I have to prove. After all, it's a pasuk. Yigash aleim, yagish raya aleim. So the achrayim explode. You look in the back of the Gemara. The Rashash says, look at the sugya in Bava Kama. That's only the halamina. Look in the Parash Yosef in the back of Maseches Gittin. By the same point, is what do you mean? But that was the halamina. Why is Rashi and Gittin quoting the halamina? The Gemara in Bava Kama. Quote the maskana. Quote the Maskan. What's Takab Shah? What's Takab Shah? So the Rashash leads it B'tzarachin. The Parash Yosef leads it B'tzarachin. The Pnei Yeshua raises the Kasha, and he has a whole Maracha. That's a somewhat long Maracha. It appears as somewhat more briefly, but also somewhat cryptically in the Sefer of Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit, who I believe was my great-great-great-great-grandfather. It's a machloek is among the genealogists in the family. Yaakov Gesundheit is one of the great Talmid Chachamim of Varsha. And he wrote a series of svarim all entitled Tiferes Yaakov. We think that we're descended from his Yaakov Gesundheit's daughter Gittel. It's not 100% clear. So he references Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit has a sefer on Gittin, Tveras Yaakov. He also has a sefer on Chosha Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch Chosha Mishpat, Tveras Yaakov. So he has a lengthy discussion of this in Chosha Mishpat Siman Chav Dalet, and in Gittin on Daf Memches, on that Rashi, he says, oh, you can read what I wrote in Tveras Yaakov Siman Chav Dalet, and he gives it to you, Bikitzer over here, and it's essentially what the Pnei Yeshua says, Barichas. What the Pnei Yeshua and the Tveras Yaakov seem to argue is the following. Is that this machlokas Rav and Shmuel about whether Hochel and Mamon Achra are over or not, it really creates two separate dinim of Hamotzi Mechaver of Haraya. There's Rav's version, and then there's Shmuel's version. There's the basic Hamotzi Mechaver Avaraya, and then there's the added Chiddush. The basic Hamotzi Mechaver Avaraya that Rav and Shmuel both agree to is that I'm not going to give the money, or the Motzi cannot be forced to hand over the money, al lo davar. Just because the Muchzak cannot be forced to hand over the money just on the Motzi's say-so. I say you owe me money and you say no. Or I say it was 100, you say 50. Leaving aside the issue of Modem Mitzvahs. Just because I say you owe me money and you say no, just because I said you owe me money, that alone is not grounds to make you pay. Even Rav agrees to that. A Taina alone, the Tainas HaToveh alone is not going to extract the money. If the Toveh doesn't even have a Rov, or he doesn't even have a Bari V'Shema, in other words, yes, the Toveh says, Bari, Tainas Bari, I know you owe me the money. And the Muchzik responds with the Tainas Bari, no, I don't owe you the money. Your word versus my word. With no Rov, with no evidence, with no proof whatsoever, that even Rav, that's the simpler scenario of Hamotzi Mechaver Avaraya, that even Rav agrees. Rav agrees Hamotzi Mechaver Avaraya, assuming there's no Rov. So he says that's Taka Asvar Pshuta. He says that's Taka Asvar Pshuta. No, that's Taka Asvar Pshuta. That works. So he says when Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said Lama Likra, where Shmuel Nachmei said the drasha, then Rav Ashi asked him, Maskev is always a kasha misvara. Lama Likra svaru, as we saw before, at Taisu Shmuel said, Lama Likra svaru means it's a super obvious svara. So we had asked, what type of super obvious svara? It's a machlokes. So right. So Pnei Yeshua doesn't directly address that, but with the what Pnei Yeshua and Tveris Yisrael, Tveris Yaakov say, it falls into place. In a Hanami, if Rav Rashi could say lamali karas svara, all he is talking about is the simpler, weaker version of Hamotzi Mechaver Varai, the type that even Rav agrees to. That Stam, you said I owe you money, and I say no, I don't have to pay just Stam because you said I owe you money. Maybe yes, maybe no. Of course, that's Taka Svara Pshuta. Mind the Kovle Keva, Stam, because you said I owe you money, I say no, why should you win? You have a problem, you deal with it. The Svara is addressing, the Svara only addresses Rav's version. The Svara doesn't address Shmuel's version. Because again, Shmuel argues Hamotzi Mechaver Varai is more than just when all things being equal, the Muchzik wins. Shmuel says, no, even though the Motzi Taki has a rove, he has a good argument, he has proof. He has a rove. We're going to ignore the rove. A special din that Muchzik wins. Taina Bari Veshema. We're going to ignore that. A special din that Muchzik still wins. That's Taka Chiddush. That's not self-evident. As a matter of fact, going back to the other kasha we had left hanging, why is it so obvious that Ein Halacha Mamonacha Rove? If anything, Misvara. You should say, "Oh, I'm an acharov." Right? Misvara should say, "Good, I'm motzi mechaver al varaya." You have a raya. The raya is a rove. Rove is a raya. Rove is a raya in Easter v'heter. Why shouldn't it be a raya in dinim amenus? You have a rove. That's your raya. And remember, we had lined up three kashas. One kasha had been what's the svar of b'chal? What's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Specifically, what's the svar for Shmuel? Rav seems so pashut. Yeah, you need a raya, but rove is a raya. And our second kasha had been, what do you mean? What do you mean? Lamali cross svaru, such a svar pshuta, but it's a machlekes. Right? And our third kasha had been Rashi and Gittin is ignoring the maskana. All those three pieces click together. If you take the approach of the Pnei Yeshua and the Tiferes Yaakov, that in a Hanami, you say that whole sugya. Is the end of the sugya, the Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni with Rav Ashi, they're all talking within Rav. Within Rav, Rav Ashi can ask, just for Rav, Lamali Krasvaru, just for the basic idea that all things being equal, the Muchzik wins, of course, who needs a pasuk for that? To which they say, oh, according to Rav, in Achanami, I don't need the pasuk for Motzim Avraya. So instead I have a free pasuk coin driver, what do I use it for? Some other din. Oh! And in a Hanami, that taka is a svara pshuta. Lomali kara svara. Aber says the suggests the Pnei in Tveris Yaakov. But according to Shmuel, it's not a svara pshuta at all. It's a big chiddush. Rove works elsewhere in halacha, but somehow in dinei mamonos it doesn't cut any ice. Rove is not good. That's not self evident at all. And even lemaskana, it's a machlokas. You can't call that davar pashut. And that taka does need a pasuk. So says suggests the Pnei Yeshua and Tveris Yaakov. What's pshat and Rashi? And the svar, by the way, the svar doesn't even provide basis for Shmuel. Man the kav lekev al zubay asya. Okay, and therefore, so he went to the asya. He had a rove. Why does that svar indicate that ein halcha mamonach harov? The svar doesn't give any logical. The content of the svar is not relevant to Shmuel. Clearly, Shmuel is not a davar pashut. You see on your own, it's not a davar pashut that rove doesn't work, and it's taka machlokas. So all indications are suggest I'm building out a little more. But the core of what I'm saying is in the Pnei Yeshua and the Tveris Yaakov. The Rav Ashi's ha'ara is only a libadarav. Aliba the Rav, it's a svar. The svar taka works for Rav, and his taka svar pshuta. Who needs the pasuk? Everyone agrees, at least on the level of Amoraim, everyone agrees to Rav's version of Motzei Mecher V'Avrei. There isn't even a rov. There's nothing in support of the motzi. He doesn't win. The taka is the svara, and that's a svara pshuta. You don't need a pasuk. But Memela, that's Miyashiv the Kashma Taisis and Shavuos. And in terms of the Rashi and Gittin, how come Rashi and Gittin ignored the Maskana? The answer is he wasn't ignoring the Maskana. The Maskana of the Gemara is Liba. The Gemara is explained, that's the Maskana according to Rav. But we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel. Yosef pointed out that Rashi's Nusach is Taka Lahavi Eidim. In other words, Rashi and Gittin is talking about, sounds like, I think it's a sharp ara. Rashi sounds like he's talking specifically Shmuel. He says, Hamotzim Echer, you have to bring Eidim. In other words, not just a Rov, you've got to bring Eidim. The full din of Hamotzim Echer, all of Haraya, the full din of Hamotzim Echer of Haraya, the way we pass in like Shmuel, that's not a Svara, that's Taka Adin. That's the approach, not the only approach, but that is the approach of the Pnei Yehoshua and the Tveris Yaakov. Again, the Kasha is raised and left B'tzarachiyun by the Rashash and the Paras Yosef. That's one approach. It's a good Kasha. No Teretz. Okay, cool. One Teretz number zero is no Teretz. Teretz number one is the Pnei Yehoshua and Tveris Yaakov, who essentially say the same thing. Again, some very, perhaps fine points, and I'm building out a little, I'm unpacking a little more of what they're essentially already saying, which is that in Bava Kama and Bava Beis is only Liba Derav, but we pass on like Shmuel. So Liba Derav, it's a Svara Pshuta. The Svara works, it's a Svara Pshuta. Lama Likar Svara. And, but in Gittin, Rashi is talking Halacha L'maisa. No, of course Halacha L'maisa, you need the Drasha. Oh, and one more Nakuda. Yeshua says, he says, he has one more Kash in the Sugya. He says, the Rambam doesn't quote Niskalkan Tavei Tchila. It's Gemara. How come the Rambam made it disappear? How come the Rambam doesn't quote it? He says, oh, because Yeshua says, because if you hold like Rav, then the minor din of Hamotzeh Mecher V'Avrei is based on a svara, and I have the extra pasuk, which I use to then generate this new din of Nizkakin L'Tovei Atchila. Yeshua says, yeah, but we pass like Shmuel. The Rambam passes like Shmuel. Oh, so then you don't have a free pasuk for Nizkakun Tovei Tchila. According to Shmuel, you need the pasuk, as Rashi said, for Amotzi Mechaver of Haraya. So that's why the Rambam never quoted the din of Nizkakun Tovei Tchila. That's one approach to resolving these kashas, Pnei Yeshua and the Tveris Yaakov. You have a bunch of kashas, yeah. Good. So Yonah's keeping us honest. Josiah is keeping us honest. He's pointing out the one thing we haven't dealt with yet is what's Taka Pshat and Shmuel. What's Taka Pshat and Shmuel? So we have we worked all the technical kashas, and we have a svar, the svar for what we understand. What's Taka the svar for Shmuel? So far what we can say, I want to after taking kashas from the Chavra, I want to talk about one or two other approaches to working out the Taisas, the Rashi and Gittin, variations on the theme of the Pnei Yeshua. But I will say for now, one thing that emerges in Pnei Yeshua is that Shmuel's higher din, more robust din of Motzei Mecher V'Avrei, is based on a pasuk. So the question is, what's the nature of that din? The pasuk is teaching me that you need more than a rov. We'll have to figure out what that means. We'll have to come back to that. Yeah, Shmuel.
Usually in Gemara, when we had
like a focus on the use of pasuk, yeah,
for
a
din, they usually ask, so what does the other
Amora
use the pasuk for, or
we'll
get this
hint
from, and then
we
can talk about that.
So yeah. Yes. Shmuel pointing out the weakness of the Yeshua and the Tveris Yaakov is brilliant. It's brilliant. The weakness of it, and the reason why you might want to see if there are other tegutzim to Rashi and Gittin, is it's brilliant in svara, but in terms of the language of the Gemara and Bava Kama, we just spoke about Rav and Shmuel,
and now we're have a shot of Atariya just assuming Rav and not even asking what would Shmuel do and lo die, but we possibly like Shmuel, I mean, we have a whole shot of Atariya, only a Liba to the Manda we don't possibly like. We didn't even mention the Manda we possibly like. But, so it is the weakness,
as you say, Shmuel, standing up for Shmuel. The weakness of Pnei Yeshua is how did the Gemara, Rashi chapt it, but the Gemara didn't bother to tell us that this is only Alib Darav, who we don't paskin like. It's that's the weakness. The weakness of Pnei Yeshua is it's not the simple mashmaos of the Gemara Memvav Amadeus. Now, Bavakam Memvav Amadeus. Now, it is the mashmaos in the sense that it's hard to see how the Svara of Mandakov like Ke'eva is relevant to Shita Shmuel. So from that perspective, the Svara is being put forth sounds like it's on a Liba Darav, but still, it's a little bit Iker Chasam and Asif. Like the Gemara didn't mention, you would have expected Rashi to say, well, according to Rav, Lomeli Cross Svara. Yeah, you're right. So that's a weakness you can argue for and against, but a weakness of the Pnei Yeshua and Feres Yaakov is that the Gemara never mentioned that we are that we're only going Liba the Liba the Rav. Rabbi Shechter in Dinas Egos, Siman Mem, quotes what he heard from Mendel Zaks, a different teretz, like the Pnei Yeshua, but different. This is teretz number two to Miyashev Rashi in Gittin. Mendel Zaks was the bochen here at YU for years, probably decades. He was a son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. So Mendel Zaks apparently suggested the following. He said, what do you do with the Gemara Bava Kama Menvav and Rashi and Gittin Memchev? The Bava Kama Menvav had a half meaning that's a pasuk. Maskana is it's a svara. Iba Rashi and Gittin only quotes the pasuk, ignoring the maskana. And Mendel Zaks said, there's another problem internally in the Gemara, Bava Kama Menvav also, which is that svara is like a little bit of a funny way to, I'm on the kov like Eva Azla Ba'as, it seems like a funny way to, if you want to say, it's your problem, you solve it, there would have been more direct ways to say it. Going to the doctor. So, Mendel Zaks suggested that maybe Rashi in Gittin must have had a different girsa in the Gemara and Bava Kama. Watch this. Now, I will tell you, I did a little bit of research in the girsological research. I looked at the Digduke Sofrim. The Digduke Sofrim would collect some of the alternative girsos. Does not have this alternative girsa, but it's a fascinating suggestion. He says maybe the Gemara should be reversed. Maybe if Rashi quoted that Hamotzeh Mechaver Avaraya is based on a pasuk, it must be that the Maskana is Hamotzeh Mechaver Avaraya is based on a pasuk. How do the Gemara Menvav base? So Rav Zaks said maybe Rashi had the reverse girsa, reverse order in the Gemara. Minayin that nizkakin l'tavei etchila. Not starting with Hamotzeh Mechaver Avaraya. Minayin that nizkakin l'tavei etchila. Amar Shmuel Achmeini. Hayin that nizkakin l'tavei etchila. The answer is a pasuk. Mi bal dvar mi gash alein. Frek the Gemara. I need a pasuk. That's a devar pashut. If you came first, you go first. You show up to the waiting room, the doctor's waiting room first, so you get seen first. Mind the cover of the cave, I was about to, you had a headache in the morning, you showed up to the doctor. Someone else shows up later, he has to wait. Says, that taka is a svara pshuta. Well, what's the big chiddush? Of course, you show up first, you go first. Lama likra svaru. That taka is a mamisha svara pshuta. Why would I think otherwise? This is Remendel Zaks' suggestion of what Rashi's gears in the Gemara must have been. The Gemara started in his Kalkan Tavei Tchila, based on a Pasuk. He said, nah, Pasuk, who needs a Pasuk? That's that Mamash is a Svara Pshuta, aligned with, and it works well with Tosfos and Shmuel. I need a Pasuk to tell me that you take the first case first. I frek the Gemara, so then, If it's such a svar, if niskatan tveitchila such a svar pshuta, then what do you need the pasuk for? And for the Gemara, oh, the pasuk I need for hamotzi mechaver of araya. So if you, it's a, that's where Mendel Zach suggested the Rashi and Gittin appears to have had a different gears than the Gemara and Bava Kama, a gears which ended, which didn't start with the drasha being about hamotzi mechaver araya. It ended with the drasha being hamotzi mechaver araya. So the name, that's a Rashi quotes and Gittin. Yeah, you want to know what the makar is? Hamotzi mechaver araya. And according to this girsa, the handle was not what's the makar for hamotzi mechaver araya. The handle is what's the makar for nizkakin tovei etchila. Originally thought nizkakin tovei etchila is a pasuk. They said nah, nizkakin tovei etchila. That's a svara pshuta adla mod. Lovely kar svara. Instead, the pasuk is open and available for hamotzi mechaver araya, as Rashi reports in Gittin Daf Mem Ches. So that's solution number two. Again, to the kasha, looking primarily at the kasha of how does the kasha they hold Achronim raise, how does Rashi and Gittin fit with the Gemara and Bava Kama? Teretz number zero was no teretz. Rosh Hashbar says it leaves as a tzarchian. Pnei Shua and Tveris Yaakov said the Gemara and Bava Kama is only the whole maskula of Rashi is only a liba derav. We don't accept that halacha. We pass like Shmuel. Teretz number two, Mendel Zaks, is maybe the girsa should be Rashi must have a different girsa in the Gemara Bava Kama. Now that also is, you know, Shmuel had said before, you know, a weakness of the Pnei Yeshua is it's not so mashma, and the it's a little surprising, not a tiyufta, but at least a ketzas kasha. It's a little surprising that the Gemara Bava Kama didn't mention it was only liba derav. The Randall Zaks's gear says Gavaldik, if that's the gear said in the Gemara, we haven't found it yet. Other than the evidence from Rashi and Gittin. But thinking about Girsos should get you thinking about a potential third answer also. And then we'll take more cautious. But first, how many of you had a chance to see the Yerushalmi b'chavrusa? Okay, let's take a look together. Let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is not in Bava Kama, and it's not in Gittin. This Yerushalmi is in Masecha Sanhedrin. The Yerushalmi refers to Mishnayos as halachos. So it's Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. We would say Mishnah Ches. The Rambam also uses that terminology often. Not only in his own Sefer, he talks about Prakim and Halachos, but the Rambam used the word Halacha to refer to what we call a Mishnah. And that's why the Rambam calls his Sefer Prakim Halachos, because the Rambam was modeling his Mishnah Torah after Mishnayos. Shailat suggests that in many ways the Rambam seems to have taken Yehuda Nasi as his hero. Let's take a look at this. So the Mishnah here, Halacha Ches, is talking about how Beis Din operates, how Beis Din receives Eidos, what happens when the Eidos want to come say their Eidos, how the Beis Din interviews them, and how the Beis Din cross-examines and interrogates them, Ketzad Bokin and Sa'edim. But now, but we're not going to look at the Mishnah, let's jump into the Gemara, to Yerushalmi. Here you see Gemara, the second line of the Gemara, see by the star. This is a quote from a Tosafta. Kita danin. How does the din Torah unfold? Hadayanim yoshrim, hanidonim omdim. The dayanim are sitting, and the nidonim, the people who are being judged, the bali din, you would say, the tovei and the mitzvah, they stand. The hatoveya poseach b'dvar rishon. The first one to speak is the toveya. The tovei has to speak first. The mitzvah says there's nothing to talk about. The Tovea speaks first, which is one approach to understanding Nizkakin L'Tovea Tchila, that within a single Din Torah, the first one to speak is a plaintiff, and then the defendant responds. The Tovea speaks first, and then the Nitva explains why he disputes it, why I don't owe the money. What's the mucker for this Din? What does Yerushalmi say? What's the mucker for this Din? That the Tovea speaks first. Mi bal dvar nigash aleichem. Gevaldik. What's the next letter? What's the next letter in the Yerushalmi? What's the next letter in the Yerushalmi? Vav. Ooh. Ooh, minayin shamotzi mechaver havaraya. And how do you know that motzi mechaver havaraya? What does the Yerushalmi answer? What's the makar for motzi mechaver havaraya? What's the makar? Take a look. Rav Krispa, a name that we're not familiar with from the Bavli. Rabbi Krispa, b'shem Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, yigash aleichem yad yigash ra'a Yosef. Wow. Wow. It sounds like this Yerushalmi in many ways is parallel to the Bavli, Bava Kama and Vav. But how is it different? How is it different?
It doesn't quote the
Pasuk. No Svara. Now you look at the Mara Hapanim, the two major Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi are the Pnei Moshe and the Mara Hapanim. So right now on this page, the Mara Hapanim is printed on the bottom, often it's the long side. So the Mara Hapanim says, you see, Dio Maskul Minayin, at the bottom of the Yamud, Bibavli Parakeit Bavakama, Tafim Vavam Beis, Ar Gemara, Parachala Ravasha, Hasvaru, El Nitzkagtove Etchilitzrech. In other words, what the Mara Hapanim is saying, without asking the Tzarechian, is the Bavli didn't take this drusha sitting down. The Bavli said, no, it's a svara, and instead use a pasuk for nizkang tevetchila. Whereas Yerushalmi seemed did not dispute the fact that it's a drusha. Now, okay, so maybe Rashi. At the very least, Rashi seems to be aligned with Yerushalmi, and there's more. Take a look at the Pnei Moshe. Yagish ra'ayosav midaloksiv yavo kadarish. He says, how do we know that this drasha of Hamotzev Raya? It's from Yagish Rayosav, because it could have said, Mi Baldvarim Yavo Aleichem. Instead it said, Mi Baldvarim Yigash Aleichem. So that has this added meaning of Yagish Raya. What's the Pnei Moshe coming to explain? What kasha is he coming to answer? Yeah, Emma? Bingo. He's asking what the Yerushalmi, the difference in between Yerushalmi and Babli is not only that the Yerushalmi, it doesn't dispute that you need a pasuk for Hamotzeh Mechaver Raya, but also Yerushalmi, that's why I asked you before, the letter was ooh minayin. I mean, we're using the same drasha for both. We said, we learn nitzkach l'toveh t'chila, that toveh is poseh t'chila from this pasuk, and we learn Hamotzeh Mechaver Raya from this pasuk. Bavli was assuming that's a zero-sum game. One din or the other gets nidrash from the pasuk. So again, so according to our gears in the Bavli, it was first, originally it was Hamotzeh Mechaver Raya, then Maskanas, and Skalim Tovei Tchila. According to Mendel Zaks' gears, it's reversed. But whatever it is, according to the Bavli, you can only squeeze one din out of the Pasuk. Yerushalmi, as Emma points out, is comfortable learning both dinim from the same Pasuk. Without, Yerushalmi is not surprised. Totally nonchalant. Learn this din from the Pasuk, and that din from the Pasuk. The Pnei Moshe says, how's that going to work? And the answer is, there can be two dinim layered in the pasuk, because the simple meaning of the pasuk is the Baal Dvarim is the one who's going to step up first. The Toveh is going to be Poseach. But then, that alone, I could have also understood if you would have used a more typical word, like Yavo Aleichem. Why the Torah choose the verb Yigash? So that layers an additional din within the same terminology. The basic meaning of the pasuk is toveh poseh t'chila, and then the choice of the unusual, the awkward verb of yigash is most of the additional din that mashmos. There's not just that he's going to come and he's going to speak first, but he has something he needs to present. Not just that he speaks first, he actually has to present a raya. Yigash is mashma yagish rayoso. So the Yerushalmi, at the very least, certainly the Yerushalmi understands that Hamotzeh Mechaver of Araya is Nidrash from a Pasuk, and that Nizkach Tovei T'chila is also Nidrash from the same Pasuk. Whether the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi is a good question. is a good question. Rashi and Gittin sounds like yes. Seems to assume that the Bavli also agrees with the Yerushalmi. either that's true because of Mendel Zaks' Girsa, or it's true because of Pnei Yeshua, that the Bavli was only presenting Liba the Rav. Ba'alach HaLamaisa, Bavli would agree that you need the Pasuk, you need the Pasuk in order to learn the Din of Hamotzi Mechavero, all of Haraya. Now let's encapsulate where we've been, the variety of where we've been, but let's end with the Tzad HaShoveh. We opened with a series of kashas. And there are two technical kashas. One kasha sort of in Bir HaDvarim, what are Rav and Shmuel arguing over? And specifically, why would you not say like Rav? Hamotzev Araya, Rov is Araya. And then there were two technical kashas. One was Taisus and Shavuos, tells me that Lamed Likra Svaruhu means we're dealing with Svar Pshuta Ad L'mod, and it does not seem like it's Pshuta Ad L'mod. As a matter of fact, even Lamaskana Samachlokas. And then, the kasha of Rashi and Gittin, the kasha that so many Achroinim in Gittin raised, the Rashash, the Pnei Yeshua, the Parashas, and the Tveres Yaakov, how does Rashi ignore the Gemara? The Gemara said the Maskana, it's Hamotzev Araya is a Svara, and Rashi says it's a Pasuk. So in dealing with that, we came to two or three or four different approaches. Rosh Hashanah Paris Yosef didn't list left the Bitzarachian, Teretz number zero. Teretz number one, the Pnei Yeshua and Tveres Yaakov, they didn't know Hanami. The Gemara Bava Kam and Vav is not Lamaskana. That's understanding Rav. Halach Lamaisu Pasan like Shmuel, you do need a Drasha. Or Mendel Zaks, the Rashi must have a different Girsa. So the end of the Gemara is, end of the Gemara, forget about Rav. The end of the Gemara is, you need use the Pasuk Hamotzeh Mechaveh Avaraya. And then layered on top of that is that the Yerushalmi clearly says that you have a drasha for Hamotzeh Mechaveh Avaraya. What emerges from all the three answers, the Maaser Rashi does say in Gittin that you have a drasha Hamotzeh Mechaveh Avaraya, which is A, aligned with the Yerushalmi, B, according to Mendel Zaks, is the Maskana of the Gemara Bava Kama, and according to Pnei Yeshua and Tveres Yaakov, it's not what the Gemara Bava Kama says, but the Gemara Bava Kama is only talking according to Rav. It is the Maskana in truth, Aliba de Shmuel, whom we paskin like. So different approaches, but Hayotzi Mikol HaDvarim is that according to all of these, you do need a pasuk for Motzei Mechaveh HaRaya, which means we do have a Chiddush. It's not a Svara Pshuta, which brings us back, we're going to end with, to leave me as a kasha for tomorrow, what Joseph had asked before, which is, Lamais, we dealt with all the technical kashas, Taisus and Shmuel, and Rashi and Gittin, but we haven't dealt with, let's talk of the Svar of Shmuel. Hamotzeh Mechaveh HaRaya, you have a right, you have a Rov. So how do you say in Halacha Menachah Rov? Rov works, that's what we got, that we start the year. Rov works. The Sugyan Chulin. So what do you mean in Halacha Menachah Rov? So we know that we learn it from a pasuk. And what do we learn from the pasuk? That's what we'll have to wrap up with tomorrow, and then we're going to go weiter into Cheskes Marakama and beyond.